This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
It's question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to Drinkwise. And Hutchie, you're waving your hands around. You want to start today's proceedings?
Not really, but I'll take your lead from Superwolf via X. With Damo and other journos becoming opinionists over the years, has Eddie created a new role for himself as a futurist? He just seems to make suggestions each week on how the game should change. With absolutely no accountability. Is that something you think others may follow?
Well, you dubbed the term opinionist, I reckon. I reckon you were the creator of that.
I'm happy to
have you patented that.
Happy to own it.
I like where Superwolf's coming from. Futurist. And I can see Eddie is a form of that.
He's a creative thinker.
Well, in his absolute praise here, he did, in inverted commas, break this drug story a few weeks ago in that there was going to be a massive review over it. And on Wednesday Footy Classified, Hutchie, we ran it over an entire segment and he broke it down. And I know, without him actually revealing who he'd spoken to on or off air, I know Eddie well enough to know he's not going with that story without having the most impeccable, to use that word, sources on that story. And he is a futurist.
Josh Larwood via Facebook writes, Scott Pendlebury's comments in the post-game interview were this. I was speaking to Lockie and he said that he did the same thing last year and only got a fine. An off-the-cuff suspension comment or a planned comment planting the seed and setting the precedent to avoid suspension, Josh Larwood asks.
It's a good observation by Josh. It was a fantastic way to deal with it by Pendles, wasn't it? To get on the front foot with it, to acknowledge it happened, but to say it's okay.
He got ahead of it from a media narrative point of view, didn't he?
Just on that, I know Josh is asking something different. So it's okay to hit someone. And everyone says open hand. There's a hard part of the open hand that can really do some damage. And it's also, so it's okay to hit someone with that hard part of your hand in the guts. It's also okay to hit someone in the head, and it's okay just to play the next week.
I don't like it at all.
No,
I thought it should have been
a week.
Not because I love Scott Pendlebury, but yep. I thought he and others
George Hewitt, who did it in the opening round.
Should be suspended.
Some parts of the media potted Sam McClure for reporting the Brisbane Lions story. This is from Joel on X. You blokes have sung McClure's praises a few times before, but he seems to have no credibility with the footy public, e.g. Dusty Reed Takes Thoughts. No, Joel, I'll refer you back to the main body. We have sung McClure's praises, and I continue to sing them. Again, some of those takes on player movement may not have played out the way you said on Dusty, but I don't think he was wrong in saying there was some interest for Dusty and some contemplation around it.
I think he's in the... What I think is happening to Sam is he's seeking to make the earliest ever transition from news reporter to opinionist.
He's too young.
Well, you would never doubt anyone from being able to do it at any age. You wouldn't want to put a ceiling on their limitations. If anyone could do it, he could. But it is an early attempt to transition
to
opinionist.
But he's too good a newsbreaker to do it.
Personally, I think he's leaving too much news juice on the table.
Yeah.
However, he's attempting, I think, to cross the bridge. And where his old schools would say, has he done his time? But I think he's got opinionist. And I think the public will take some time to get used to him being an opinionist.
And then a few years away from being the futurist.
And as an old bull yourself who crossed the paddock.
Well, you put it in my head.
You're in a crowded news paddock. There's not a lot of opinionists over there in the big bull's paddock. And you got over it and you found your way through the wire and into the big bull paddock, and now you're sitting there very comfortably gnawing away at your 22 weeks' leave of grass every summer.
We've got to give you a title out of all of this because you were the newsbreaker who does have an opinion, but you proudly say you got out of the game and you even used the word retired from the newsbreaking, and yet you're still trying to still be in it. What are you?
No, I hung the
hanger on.
Hung the boots up at about. I'm just a hanger-outer.
We might have to count with an acronym or a moniker for you as well. Hey, this is on email. It's from Jake. What is going on with this warming of JB? First, Brian's podcast, and now he's been on with Dil Buckley. What has JB got in the pipeline that he's preparing us for? Is it a foray into the American market at the upcoming T20 World Cup? Is he going to be the president of Tassie? I can rule that last one out.
He has been doing the digital media rounds, Jim, hasn't he?
He has.
You're his turtle, so you got the car running outside waiting for him to finish. How has he been on the way to interviews and from?
I haven't heard the Dylan Buckley one.
You've been driving him in the muscle car.
Haven't heard the Dylan Buckley one. He's driving around the other day it was a loan car, but it was a $500,000 ride the other day. G-Wagon.
I know what's going to happen when the Dylan drops. You're going to be sending me all these time codes. Oh, what about when Jim said this and then Jim said that?
Oh, am I?
Like you did last time.
Will I?
Oh, you want to ask Jim about this?
Will I say that? Yeah. Will I? Yeah. Okay.
Shocking.
We were all over this warming of JB fan. Some years ago, and I'm glad our listeners are into it and onto it as well. Megan on X.
Do you think this is – I'm not sure it's a warming as more of a break bread slash olive branch between Jim and the Channel 7 publicist. Is he finally starting – he's never been a publicist guy, to be fair. Is he – you know, there's some, we know some –
well, there'd be something in it for him if he has gone down this
path. When I worked at Channel 7, there would be on-air talent who I would see spending half the day, you know, having coffees and dropping off flowers. Yes, that's the one I'm thinking of before you write it down.
I haven't written anything down. I didn't write anything down.
And I think Jim has been a shunner of the PR crew.
Oh, absolutely.
Crew. And I wonder now he's the...
Well, I saw him operate at the footy show. He did nothing.
No, he's been... He hates...
Until he had to.
He's been a what's in it for me PR sort of guy. But now I think he's actually come full circle. And I suspect he's doing a little bit of coffeeing with the PR team.
I just wish there was a bit of Triple M Jim when he's on Channel 7, because there's none.
We all do.
There's none. Yep. Jetstar, this is Gordon Lloyd, Facebook, had an April Fool's post saying you could reserve an armrest for $2, although knowing Jetstar, it could be real. Would Archie support this given his armrest battles in recent years?
I fell in, Gordon. I rang, tried to book 500 in advance. I tried to get a $1,000 bank of armrests.
And then you would have sold them off for $4.
would have white labeled them? No, unsuccessfully. Okay. Great idea.
Is the bomb back in town after finally getting a forecast right after heavy rain in Victoria on Monday afternoon, asks Chris Diastoli. Chris, we referred to this too in the main body. They were bragging about getting it right, which is extraordinary. And please get it right. It's not the bomb. It's the bureau.
There's the question that's covered in the main body that Damon doesn't read in advance and always refers back to the main body.
No, I like to link, actually, you would have told me in a previous, guys, that it's good to link back the two products. I think I'm doing it cleverly. Why has Channel 7 restored to clickbait, was ordered to clickbait, on social media rather than reporting genuine issues? Alison Crabb, Facebook.
Haven't seen that, Alison.
I'm not aware what you're referring to, Alison. Maybe next week tell us what it is and we'll deal with it specifically. Hutchie has been a big supporter of TikTok, says Danny May on X. Does he have any concerns about its Chinese Communist Party links? I'm just laughing because you'll have no idea what that means. Data and possible banning from the US and Australia.
I read it. I read the cynicism a lot. I've been following the American legislation, but right now, no, I don't. One to finish with, from Big Dog Virex, and it's aimed at me, is Cody finishing his story this coming weekend at WrestleMania? I've arrived in Philly and can't wait for the biggest event of the year. Big Dog, this weekend is going to be incredible. We've got two nights. I can't wait. My gut feeling is, yes, he does finish the story. Now, there's an overwhelming counter-argument that Roman Reigns is so close to Hulk Hogan's record that he should wait till SummerSlam. I think he finishes this weekend.
Okay. One more from, I know you said that was the last one. James Sims, popcorn, best topping, question mark. Just plain salt, James. Just plain salt. Hot salt.
What are the alternatives?
Movie theater side. I can get a caramelized version.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, no. There's all sorts of versions, but that seems to be the most popular one outside the... Just soda, salt. Butter and salt.
Righto. Yeah. That's the sounding board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to salt your popcorn, please, at the same time, Drinkwise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Questions with Hutchie and Damo. Send us your questions via Twitter or Facebook at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.